This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. If David Shulkin, President Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of Veterans Affairs, is confirmed today, he will be the first holdover from the Obama administration. He's a physician by trade. He's held the position of Undersecretary of Health for the VA since 2015. Also, he will be the first non-veteran to lead the VA. Shulkin has a complex management challenge before him, as well as the task of convincing veterans that his lack of a uniform is not a problem. Bobby O'Brien is a reporter covering veterans and military affairs for WUSF in Tampa, Florida. She says Shulkin may actually be the most surprising and positive nominee in the Trump cabinet so far.
He has dealt with two other large medical systems before he came to the VA. He also has been an entrepreneur. I talked with a public health academic about Dr. Shulkin, and he said, of all people, he maybe can be the best because he already is in the system, so he doesn't have to take 2 years learning about the complexities of the VA. He is there and on the ground already. So he is ahead of the learning curve there. Secondly, when he was in the private sector, started his own website that looked at and emphasized looking at outcomes and looking at quality of care.
Shulkin will have to deal with both the perception and the reality of the VA. I'm wondering what kind of support he's going to need to have a tenure that's going to give him a chance of success here.
The Senate and the House are both Republican, and they are standing behind their Republican president who has made this selection. So I would think that he might be given a grace period, and especially since the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs has already vetted Dr. Shulkin and said, yes, we think that you are the right person to lead the healthcare side. So if they are happy enough with his performance, then maybe moving him up will be a good thing.
Do you think broadly the success of the VA medical system is about answering a much bigger question in the United States, and that is, can we get a handle on mental health care for all Americans? If you could solve it at the VA, can you do it broadly in the United States? And is that behind the scenes maybe one of the more urgent questions in this whole confirmation?
When they were talking about Dr. Shulkin not being a veteran, it was pointed out he might not have been a veteran, but he grew up on an Army post because his father was a psychiatrist for the Army. So he has background in mental health, and mental health is a major issue and is an area where they've had trouble even getting enough professionals trained. You can never have enough information and help because there's such a stigma that is attached to mental health. We might talk about post-traumatic stress, but then understanding that it can be dealt with in a variety of ways might not help that veteran who goes in to apply for a job a day after a veteran has shot up the Fort Lauderdale airport, because you see a veteran and some people don't look beyond that. So I think it's an interesting question and possibly could be one of the areas where veterans who are members who decided to serve might be serving to be on the forefront of helping break through that stigma in society when it comes to mental health and seeking care for mental health, getting help, and not holding it against someone if they have gotten help.
Well, the health of the VA is not irrelevant to the health care problems in the United States, as well as the benefits and other government service issues that are raised by this very important nomination. Bobby O'Brien, speaking to us from the Tampa Bay area as a reporter-producer covering veterans and military affairs for WUSF. She was a Roslyn Carter Fellow for Mental Health Journalism in 2010-2011. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.